We begin the current daf Masechta Shavuos daf Chaf. We begin 7 lines down at the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues in a related discussion with the previous daf, where we open up the third parak of this Masechta, which is finally getting to the title of the Masechta, which is regarding Shavuos, which are Shavuos Shtayim Shan Arba, which opens up with the halachas of Shavuos Bitui, regarding if someone takes an oath regarding something that he's going to do or not do, which includes also for the past things that he says he did or that he didn't do. So related brisa, the Gemara brings as follows. Someone says the word mivta in the context of something that he's going to do or not, that is a shvur. It's a terminology of an oath, as we've always been calling it, shvur's bitoy, as the pasuk says, mivta sefaseha. The term itself will connote an element of an oath. Isser, person used the terminology of an isser, of a prohibition, of a binding, then that's also a shvur, that's going to be an oath, which the Gemara is going to explain exactly what does that mean. Isser Isser, which is translated as, and the Isser of that Isser, what is that prohibition of that Isser, of that Shavua? So it says the Braisa, Imato Emer Isser Shavua, if you say that the terminology of an Isser is an oath, so then Chayiv, and the person can be liable for a carbon that will be yerid if he violates that. Vimla, but if it's not a Shavua, then he's going to be potter, he's going to be exempt. That's what the Braisa says. So the Gemara asks, how do you read the Braisa? Im ato imer iser shvuah, if you say that the iser is a shvuah, what are you saying? Va'amrit, but you just said right before that, iser shvuahu, that an iser is a terminology of an oath. And then you're saying, im ato imer, if you say, what does that mean? So Amabai, he reads the Braisa as follows. Hachkam, and this is what the Braisa is saying. Mifta, someone says, mifta kikar zu'olai, which is usually you say shvuah kikar zu'olai. The guy says, mifta kikar zu'olai, that this bread is forbidden on me. So that's like, he says, a shvua, I take an oath, that I'm not going to eat it. And if he eats it, so he's mechayev a carbon oil v'yerid. That's the first halacha of the Braisa. Then the Braisa says, if let's say he says iser, he says iser olai kikerzu, that this bread is like an iser on me. So that word iser is usually translated as prohibition. It also is something like the word of isri lagefen. It means a binding. Abai explains what the Braisa is saying when it says that Isra is a shvur, it doesn't mean it's a shvur in its own right. Mitzvah b'shvur. It's like as if he does what's called hatvasa, which means grabbing hold of, binding together. What that means to say in the usual context is if let's say someone says that this piece of bread is forbidden for him as an oath. Then he says on another piece of bread, that bread should be like that first bread. Which that means he's being matfis the second one like the first one. He's binding it to the first one. Just like the first one is a shvur, he's being matfis the second one to the shvur. And when someone says Isr kikar zu'olai, it has the halachic status as being matfis b'shvur, as if he had first said that this oath is forbidden him on the shvur, and that this second one should be like that first one. That's what when someone just says Isr kikar zu'olai, that's the halachic status that it has, because Isr itself means binding, which is the halachic equivalency of being matfis b'shvur. That's what the Braisa continues and says, Isser, Isser. And what is the Isser of this Isser type of a vow? So that's what the Braisa explains. Im ato emer, if you say, meaning if you could say that mitzvah b'shvuah kameitzi shvuah mipivdami, that in the classical case of atfasa, when someone says that this is forbidden for me as an oath, this piece of bread, and then he says that this second piece should be like this first piece, that the second one, the one that you're doing hatfasa on, has as if you said the term shvuah on that second loaf of bread too, and therefore if you would eat that second loaf of bread, you'd be chayv a carbon like a shvuah. So too, so this guy who says Easter kikar zeolai, he's going to be chayv, he's going to be chayv a carbon if he eats it, because as we said, the word Isr is a terminology of hatfasa shvua. It has the same halacha as when you do hatfasa. And if you say hatfasa is like saying a shvua out of your mouth, because you're saying this should be like that, so then the case of Isr will also be chayv a carbon. Vimla, but that's what the Braisa says. If not, meaning if when your matzvah is something else in the first item which has a shvua, it's not like you took a shvua to be chayv a carbon and malchus on that second loaf of bread. So then the case of Isser is the same thing. Pata, you can be exempt. There's not going to be a liability of neither a carbon or of Malkus for like the halacha of Shavuos Bitui, because it's not like you made a Shavua on that second loaf of bread. Hatfasa does not have the same equivalency as making a Shavua on itself, which that's what the Braisa is saying. Isser is the same case. Now, that the Gemara asks, Umemai de Mifta Shavua. So the first halacha of the Braisa was that Mifta is a Shavua. From where do we know that Mifta means the terminology of taking an oath? The Chesavik says the Pasi Miyuk. It says, Oy nefesh ki si shava levate pisvasayim. Or a person, if he'll take an oath, to enunciate, levati means to enunciate with his lips. But you see, the word nifta is in the context of the pasuk of taking a shvuah. And that has the Gemara, but then Isser Nami, so then the case of Isser should also have the same halacha as not just, like the way Abai is explaining, of Hatfas B'Shavua, should have the halacha of B'Shavua itself. Because the pasuk says in Midbar, Kol Neder V'Chol Shavua Isser. It says in every vow and every oath of Isser. So you see, Isser is in the context of Shavua too. So why is it any different than Mifta? So rather, the Gemara says, no, the source is, Mimai de Isser Mitzvahs B'Shavua, the other way around. How do we know that Isser is not a Shavua, but rather it's only like grabbing a hold of a Shavua, is the Chassid, because the Pasuk says in Midbar, Oy Asra Isser al Nafsha Bishvua, or if someone will bind a prohibition on himself in a Shavua, which sounds like that he's making it forbidden and he's grabbing a hold of something else which already had an oath taken on it. You see that the Isser is not a Shavua itself, but it's being matfis in something that already had a Shavua. Then the question goes the other way too. The mifta nami hoksiv, but then regarding the case of mifta, it also says in the pasuk l'chalash yevati ha'adam bishvua. For whatever person will enunciate in a shvua, it sounds like the mifta is also only hatfasa. So then, what's the difference? Why by mifta did we say it's a shvua according to Abaya, the way it's explained in the brisa, and iser is only being matfis in a shvua? Which, if that is possibly not like a shvua, one's going to be pot. So elam Abaya, rather Abaya says, Mifta Shvua Mahacha, the source to show that Mifta itself is an oath, is from a pasuk over him Amidbar. It says, Vim hoyoy siyel ish unedireh alel. If a woman will get married, will get engaged to a man, and she has vows on her, oy mifta sefaseha asha asra al nafsha, or if she enunciated with her lips, which she made forbidden for herself, which is what a Shvua is, one creates a prohibition on themselves. Now, it says Abaya, Ve'ilu Shvua lekamar, and that Pasuk, it doesn't say the word oath. So, b'may asra atzma. So, how did she make it forbidden on herself? How did she make asra al nafsha? Must be b'mifta, just with the word mifta. In contrast, when it talks about isser, it never says without the word shavua. Because as we said, isser is only bishavua, is mitvis bishavua. But mifta doesn't say in that pasuk anything about shavua. We see that it itself is a shavua, and you don't have to be matvis. It's not like being matvis in the shavua itself. That's a Abaye's interpretation of the brisa. Rav Amar, he says, truthfully, I would tell you that no, not like the way Abai explained it. The Tan is not in doubt regarding when you explain the words imat to Omer, where it's obvious to the Tana that mitvis b'shvua, regarding the halacha of saying that this second loaf is like this first loaf, which already had an oath taken on their first one, is lav kamaitzi shvua mipiv dami. No, the Tana of the Baisa, not like the way Abai says he was in doubt. Clear to the Tana of the Baisa that it's not like as if you said an oath on the second loaf too. And if, let's say, you said Isser was like being matlas for Shavua, then it wouldn't have the halacha of Shavua. But that's not how he explains the Braisa. He says, V'halacha kaman, this I have to explain the Braisa. Mifta is a Shavua, like we said before. Isser, says Rava, the way he's explaining the Braisa, is Nami Shavua, is also an oath. It's a terminology of an oath, which is how we had originally read the Braisa. It says Mifta Shavua, Isser Shavua. So that part sounds more like the way Rava's explaining. But now he comes to explain, so what does it mean when it says in the Braisa, Isser, Isser, it says, Im ato Eimer, what's the Im ato Eimer? So Abai explained Im ato Eimer was, yeah, because we're in doubt, because he explained that Isser Shvu means mitvus b'shvu, and then we were in doubt, what halachic status does Hatfasa have? But that's not the way Rav explains, the Tana Braisa holds for sure that Hatfasa b'shvu is not like a Shvu. Rather, when it says in the Braisa, Isrei de Isser, regarding the Isser of the Isser, which I told you that it is a Shvua, that the Braisa is coming to tell you that not all types of terminologies for the Isser is going to be the same. Because Etilu Akasav Beined LeShvua, the halachic terminology, the lexicon of Isser, when it's said in the Torah that, yeah, it'll have halacha like Shvua, it says it between the halacha of a vow and of an oath. Hey, so that's what the Braisa says. It depends. When it says imat to'imer, it depends how you're going to say it. Hitziu b'loshen neder, neder. If when you're saying the terminology of neder, you say it in the context of the way a vow is usually said, then it's going to have the halacha as a vow. B'loshen shvur, shvur. You say, however, in the terminology of an oath, it's going to have the halacha as an oath. In other words, if he says in the loshen of shvur, for example, he says, Isser shaloi oichel kikir zeh. He says, it's Isser that I'm not going to eat this loaf of bread. Well, that's how people usually talk when they're making a shvua. They say, I'm not going to eat. It's on the person, what's known as the gavra. So too, when you say an Isser in that type of terminology, that Isser will have the halacha as a shvua, And what's distinct about a Shvuah is, as we said in the opening of this Mesechta, it's a chiv of carbon of Oyle B'Yarit. But if not, let's say he uses it in the terminology of a neder. Let's say he says, Isr Kikr Zu'olai, says, this loaf of bread is Isra Mi, which is the type of way how people speak when they're making a neder, which is on the Kheftz, on the object. Koinim Ze'olai, that this is forbidden on me as a neder. So then here also the Isra is like a neder, and if one violates it, he's exempt from a carbon. So that is how Rav explains what it means when it says that Isr, what type of Isr does it have? Well, depends. Imato Eimer, Isr Shvua, Chayiv. If you say the Isr in the way of a Shvua, then you mean Chayiv a carbon elbiyard. But if not, you say it as a neder, then you mean potter from a carbon elbiyard, which is not Chayiv for a neder, only on a Shvua. Says the Gemara, Heichen Etilu. With this concept of that, the way Rav is explaining, because it depends how you say an Isr, because it's said between neder and Shvua, where do you find that? It's a Paskim Amidbar. Says the embase isha nedara, if in her husband's house she takes a vow, oy asr iser al nafsha bishvu, or she makes forbidden herself a iser with an oath, the gleim etc. You see that the term iser is between the word neder nedara and bishvu. So that's what it depends how you say it, and that's what the Brice is saying. That's the machlekes Abayin Rav. How to explain the Brice? Says the Gemara of Azul Tamayu. The machlekes Abayin Rav parallels a different machlekes that they have, which goes according to their opinions. Because the Idma, we learned that they have a machlekes regarding matvis bishvua. Someone again takes an oath on one loaf of bread and says, this loaf of bread is forbidden for me to eat on the basis of an oath. And then he says that this second loaf should be like this first loaf. What's the halacha? So Abaya Amar Kamaiti Shvua Mipivdam. He says, as he entertains in the Braisa, that the Tana also says that maybe it will be. He holds that that's the way it is. It's as if you said an oath on that second loaf of bread too. In contrast, Viravam, he says, Lav Kamaitzi Shvumi Pivdam. He says, no, it's not like that you said an oath on that second loaf of bread and there's not going to be any Isra Shvu on that. That's the way he explains the Braisa. He says, no, the Tanda Braisa doesn't entertain that. He says, no, for sure it's not Kamaitzi Shvumi Pivdam. And Isra is not like Hatfasa. Isra is like a Shvu itself, as we said, but it depends. If you say it in the way of a Shvu, in contrast, if you say it in the way of a Neder. Now, regarding this Machlik, is Abayin Rava. The Gemara asks Meisvei from the following Braisa on Rava. Again, that Rava says that being matvis b'shvua is lav kameitzi shvua mipivdami. The Braisa says as follows. Ezehu isra amr b'tayra. What is this isra that we're describing, which we have in Machlekes in this Braisa, how to define it? What is this isra that the Torah talks about, that someone makes a prohibition of himself with the word isra? Says the Braisa. Ha'imer hareo live. Someone says, it's forbidden on me, shloi oichel basa v'shloi eshta yain, that I shouldn't eat meat, I shouldn't drink wine. Like the day that his father, the one who's taking the oath, like the day that his father passed away, which the custom of a yahrzeit of fasting, meaning, just like I made it forbidden on me to eat meat on the day that my father died, so now the person takes an oath, he's making an isser, that should be forever like that. Or, Kiyayim Shemes by Pliny. He says, like the day that person died, like some have the Girso as his Rebbe had passed away, which is the day that he would abstain from meat and wine. So he's saying that that's the way it should be forever. Or Kiyem Shenerik by Gedalia ben Achikim, or on what we know as Tzom Gedalia, the day when Gedalia ben Achikim, which was the beginning of the exile, where everyone would then chased out of Eretz Yisrael, which was a tragic day. Or Kiyem Shira Yerushalayim Berchabano, like the day that he saw Yerushalayim in its destruction. So he says that I want to take an oath just like those days, not to eat meat, not to drink wine. Says the Braisa Asr, that's the Isr that's written in the Torah that's going to make a person forbidden on the penalty of an Isr, of a Shvua, for partaking of meat and wine. Now, for Amar Shmuel had said an explanation of this Braisa, V'hu shenadr uba ma'isa hayayim. This is only if in actuality that he had already accepted on himself a neder, that he's not going to eat meat on the day that his father passed away forever, or on the day that person passed away, or on the day that we know as Sem Gedalia, that Gedalia ben Achikam had been killed. Now, that's the way Shmuel explains. It's not enough to say like Sem Gedalia, or the day that his father passed away. It has to be that day actually he had made a Isser for him forever to eat meat and drink wine on that day. And now when he's saying that he wants it to be forbidden like that day, that's going to be the Isser that's written in the Torah. Now the assumption of the Gemara right now is, well, that seems to be the case of Matfis Beneder, because this is already forbidden as a Neder on that day. And he says, let this, what I want to make now forbidden to meat and wine, be like that. And that's what the Brice is saying. Ezo isa amabatayro, which is that you'll be violating lo yachal devaroi. If someone says harei alai, he says all these cases. So you see that if someone's being matfis beneder, if he's saying that let this be like that, which is already forbidden and a neder, that has the halachic status like a neder itself to be violating lo yachal devaroi, which is the isra of violating a neder. So therefore, the Gemara is saying from the fact that you see that being matfis b'neder is like a neder, so being matfis b'shvu is like a shvu. So the Gemara says, "Bishlem alabaya." We understand according to Abaya, "Mide matfis b'neder neder." From the fact that you've seen this brisa, that when you're saying that let this thing be like this original neder, the second thing has the same halachic status as an isra to violate loyachel. So mitfis b'shvu shvu, you would say, which is like Abaya says, that being matfis in the shvu, that second loaf of bread will have the same halacha like the first loaf and be forbidden on the penalty of an oath. However, as we continue to the base, the Rav Kasha, according to Rav, who says being matvish b'shua is not like a shua, the brisa seems to be difficult. So Amalcha Rav, Rav would tell you that actually this Tana of this brisa is not talking about being matvish b'nether. Rather, he's talking about the actual primary vow, the nether itself. And that is what the Tana of the brisa is teaching actually, a chidush in the halacha of nether, that there's no liability for nether unless you specified what it is that you're making forbidden, and then you make a contingent on something else that was already forbidden based on the nether itself. As the Gemara is going to shortly learn that from Sukkim. And therefore it says, Rav, Tarz Ve'im Ahachi, you have to answer, to resolve and explain the brisa as follows. Ezehu Isser Neder Ha'amah Bat Taira. It wasn't saying just an Isser, meaning when you're being matfiz bin Neder. It's saying, what is the Isser of a Neder which is written in the Taira? So again, not like what we thought that this is the Isser and like it's the case of being matfis ben neder. He's saying, what's the Isser of neder that's written in the Torah? And that says the Tana of the Brayis. If someone says clearly, he explains what is it that he wants to make forbidden. He says that it's forbidden on me to eat meat and to drink wine. But that's not enough. You have to also say kiyem shemes bei aviv, like the day that his father passed away, or kiyem shenek bei pleni, or like the day that that person was killed. Now, the Amar Shmuel, Shmuel explains that second variable. What does that mean? Why do you have to say kiyem shemes bei aviv? He's already saying that it's forbidden on me as a neder to eat meat or drink wine. It's because of a husha nader uba ma'isa yom. It's because that the person had already taken a neder on the day that his father passed away, or on the day that that person got killed, and from that day onward, he's going to be forbidden always. In that halacha, which is Shmuel's adding on that detail, which can't be from years ago that he had made himself, but it has to be a constant thing, which is still ongoing. And that's the way he makes a neder now, being matfis in something else that has a neder. My time, what's the reason? Says the Gemara, because Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Ish ki yidur neder l'Hashem. What's the redundancy? A man that will vow in a vow to Hashem. And that says, Rav, an explanation of the Braisa, at she yidur bedavar hanidur. Until you take a neder in something that was already forbidden by itself like a neder. That's the only way you can be chayav for a neder, and that's what the Brisa is saying. But being matfis ben neder, that's not a neder, because what's the case of matfis? That's, for example, if it doesn't specify that I'm making a neder on myself not to eat meat or not to drink wine. Rather, he says, harei olai yoim zeh, kiyem shemes bei aviv, or kiyem sheros yishlai mechubana. That's matfis. You're only saying, let this be like that. That is the time the Brisa is not going to be chayiv on. That's the way Rav holds. Not like Abaya. What the Brisa is explaining is the halach of neder itself. Neder itself, you have to specify what you're making usher, and you also have to be toile bedover neder, be matvis beneder. That's the only way you can be chayiv for a neder, and therefore there's no contradiction to Rav regarding the halach of being matvis beshvua, because yeah, by matvis beneder is not a neder, and so to matvis beshvua would not be a shvua. Now the Gemara asks, however, according to the way we're explaining, one of the cases, the brisa was kiyoyim shemes by aviv. On that is the Gemara Pshita. Since you're explaining, that's the way Shmuel is explaining the brisa and the way Rav is elucidating, is because, essentially, it's that it was nader uba hu olav, meaning you want to say that you're making a nether, that you're not going to eat meat or drink wine on this day, like the day that the father passed away, which that's not the primary criterion. It's that you already made a neder not to eat meat or drink wine on whatever day it is. So that's what the Gemara is asking, what's the relevancy, what's the significance of it being the day that his father passed away? What, because his father passed away on that day, it's going to make it less of an Isser? He already made a neder on that day. Whatever day it is, let it be Asar B'Tavis, let it be the 11th of Tavis. It doesn't make a difference. That day, he took a neder. So who cares that it's the day that his father passed away? it's the fact that it's nadir ubo me'elov, and then you're being machfes in that nadir. So says the Gemara, you're right, that's not a necessary case. But kiyom shenerg by gedaliah ben achikim israchalei. Once we were saying a different case, so we said similar types of cases. But it was for the case of tzim gedaliah that was necessary for us to say this. Because it's actually a chiddush the other way. And that is sulkedai, I mean, you would have thought to say, kiyivin achiloi nader nami aser tzim gedaliah, the Gimel Tishrei, since even if you don't take a nader not to eat on that day, it's forbidden to eat on that day. That's a tainis tzibur. So ki nader nami lohavala iser. So therefore you would think to say that even if you make a nether not to eat that day, that's not a relevant nether. It's not going to be considered as if there's a nether on that day because you couldn't eat it anyway. So therefore, now when you say that I want to make that this other random day should be forbidden for me to eat meat or drink wine, like the day that of Tzayim Gedaliah, which is anyways aser. In fact, you took a nether? No, that doesn't have halacha of a nether. V'haylav mitzvahs b'nether hu. You're not being toifis in a nether, because your nether was not chal, because anyways you were aser. And therefore, that would make that your second nether is not halachically a nether, because you're not being matfis b'nether. K'mash b'lan, that's the chiddush of the braisa, so that no, it even though you were forbidden as Tzim Gedaliah, but the fact that you took a nether was a nether, and now when you say a different day should be like that day, it is being considered that you matfis b'nether, then you'll be usher of the penalty of a nether on that other day to eat too. Now Rashi says not to have the girsa that since it was only rabbinically forbidden, because Tzim Gedaliah is not a biblical halacha, so therefore, when you make a nether, it's going to take effect for the Isra of Bal Yachal, because that's Isra Dairaisa, and that Rashi says not to have that Girsa, because even if it was a biblical halacha of Tzim Gedaliah, the Gemara tells us later on the Chofayim and Aleph that Nedarim are Chal, they take effect on the Dvar Mitzvah, just like a Dvar Rishos, so therefore that's not the reason. The Kamash Malon is even if it was, even a Mitzvah Dairaisa, doesn't make a difference. You could make it also as a Neder, and therefore it'd be considered being Matfes Ben Neder. Says the Gemara, Afra B'yechanan Savala Lahadar Rabba. So too, B'yechanan holds like the interpretation of the way Rav explained that first Braisa, that when it came to the words Isser Isser, which Abai explained one way and Rav explained another way, that he said that, yeah, Isser is a Shvuah, he said. Not like the way Abai said that it's Matves B'Shvuah and the Braisa is not sure about the Loch of being Matves B'Shvuah. No, it has the Loch of a Shvuah, but it just, then the Braisa says Imata Oime, but it depends how you say it. It's only if you say it in the Lashon of Shvuah, it has halacha of Shvuah. But if you say it in the Lashon of Neder, we'll have a Lashon halacha of Neder. Rabbi Yechanan also holds like this halacha of Rava. Because the Chiyasa Rava, and Rabbi Yechanan, he said as follows. Regarding these two halachas of the Braisa, and you see the way he said it as an Aymaira, you see he seems to be saying like Rava. Because he says, Mifta lo'eich halacha. If someone says, Mifta, I'm not going to eat from you, or Isra lo'eich halacha, says it's the same Shvuah, not like a Abai that it has halacha of atfas of a Shvuah. It has halacha Shvuah itself, which was again how Rav had said it, that Isser is a Shvuah itself. Now another halacha relating to these halachas, Ki Asr Avdimi Amr B'Yichin, he says, he qualifies the categories of the different types of Shvuahs. He says, and up until now we were discussing always the Shvuah's Bitui, which is the halacha of Shvuah Shtem Shen Arba, which is saying things which are voluntary things. I will eat, I will not eat, I did eat, I didn't eat. So he says, Eichel v'lo eichel, if someone says a shvuah for the future, which is, I will eat, or he says, I will not eat. So that is called a shvuah's sheker, a false oath, meaning if he doesn't end up fulfilling what he said, that's considered a false oath. V'hazartei mehocha, and the warning for that is, from the pasuk in Meyikra, which it says, lo yisi shavu v'shmi la sheker, do not take an oath in my name, in falsehood, which the way he's learning the pasuk is Hashem saying, do not take an oath in my name, so that you will end up falsifying your oath at a later point in time, because you're not going to fulfill it. And therefore, the one who gives him the hasra, that gives him the warning, has to warn him that, hey, you're going to be violating the isser of because the person has to have hasara before he gets his punishment. So what you have to warn him is from this pasuk. Now let's say he says, achalti or v'loy achalti. He says, I did eat, or he says, I didn't eat, and really it was the other way. It's a lie. Now any oath in the past that's not true, that's called a shvuas shav. A shav means to say a terminology of like, of nothing. Like chavli hashav, like another way here also, it was for in vain, because what he said was in vain, because what are you saying? That right away when you said it, it was insignificant. In contrast, when something that later on he's not going to fulfill, that's sheker, but it wasn't shav when he said it. Here, the moment he said it was in vain. And that warning is from Pasuk in Shemais. Do not carry the name of Hashem your God in vain. And therefore, it's this Pasuk that the person has to be warned before he says, hey, you're going to swear that you didn't eat? Just I'm telling you, you're going to be over the Isra of Leisisa Hashem Kech Lashav if you really did eat. Now, a third halacha, Kainamis, that's a type of terminology of a nether. Over, he violates the pasuk in Bamidbar, but loyachal devari, not to profane his words. In other words, because loyachal sounds like for the future. So what he's coming to say is that it's not the warning for a shvuah lahaba, like oichel or loyachal, because a shvuah lahaba, as he said, that you know from the sishava b'shmila sheker. Therefore, loyachal is coming to be azhara for nedarim, which he's coming to exclude from Ravin, which the Gemara says in the next daf, that Asara Shvul Abba is from Lo Yachal. He says, no, that you know from the Tishav B'Shmila Sheker, and Lo Yachal Devara is regarding the Alochas of Nedarim. Which again, Nedarim and Shvu is similar but different. Nedarim is on the object, and generally, and Shvu is generally on the person. Now the Gemara, however, asks on Rav Dim in the name of Rav Yechon, and the way he qualifies these three different categories of Alochas, the Braisa says, Meisvei, Shav v'sheker echad. The Braisa says that a shur shav, oath in vain, and a shur sheker, a false oath, are the same and one. Now, it's not the same thing. Torah gives two different warnings, but says the Gemara, my love, isn't it talking about that midishav l'sha'avar? What does it mean it's the same and one? It's just like if someone takes an oath regarding something that's impossible, which everyone knows that that oath is nothing, which it's in vain, which is, he says that this gold is wood or whatever it is. So Av Sheker Nam L'Shava, but that's what's saying Echad. I mean that it's also saying a false oath is also in the past. So Alma Chalti V'Lei Chalti Sheker. So obviously you see that if someone takes an oath by saying I did eat or I didn't eat, that that's called a false oath, and that's not called a Shvuah Shav. Now why isn't it an oath in vain? It's in vain. Secondly, he says, if he really did eat, and he says, I didn't eat, it's in vain. But it's not the same as a classic shvur shav. Because not everybody knows if it's false or true. Gold, and you say, everyone's looking at a wooden table and says, I swear that this is gold. That's a shvur shav. Everybody knows. Shvur sheker, it's false, but not it's not totally in vain, because not everybody knows. So therefore, what you have to say is, obviously, the shvur lahaba, that warning, has to be not from l'sheker, because that's being used for the past, must be from l'yachal devari. But that's for the shvu l'sha'avar, which again, as we're saying, is do not say an oath, falsehood, out of your mouth, which the moment you're saying it, it's already falsehood, which is not like the way Rav Dimi had qualified it. Says the Gemara, midi iria, is that necessarily the way you're saying it? No, hakadisa v'hakadisa. Each one is different. That when we say shav and sheker, no, shav is in the past, and sheker is for the future, the way Rav Dimi had said it. My dove echerin, but then what does it mean that it's the same in one? It just means the bedibur echad nemru. In one commandment of Hashem, when he was saying the warning of a shvur shav, at the same time, like two sides of a coin, he said the isra of shvur sheker. Because it's not like we learned a similar phenomenon regarding the aseres hadibros. It says zachar v'shamer. The aseres hadibros is mentioned twice in the Torah. Once in its place in Sefer Shemais, and once in the Devarim when Moshe Rabbeinu says it over. Now, essentially, when Moshe Rabbeinu said it over, he said over the same thing, didn't add anything. But then why by the first aseres hadibros does it say zachar v'shamer shabbos kachri, and by the second one it says shamer? So, and that is because b'dibur echad nemru. Actually, in one word, when Hashem was saying that one of the Ten Commandments of Shabbos, He said Zachar and Shamar at the same time. Which usually a human mouth cannot say that, two things at the same time. Which usually a human ear cannot hear two things at the same time. But by Hashem, it would happen at the same time. So here also, Shav and Sheker, when we say Echrein, it was said together at the same time. But yeah, they have different halachas. Just like Zachar and Shamar are different. Zachar is the positive, Shamar is the negative, the halachas. On that, the Gemara asks, wait a second. But at least we understand by Shabbos what's the significance. Why was it said in one Dibur? Because you have Adabar Ava, where it was to compare the halachas of Zachar to Shamar regarding the halachas of making Kiddush for Shabbos, which that we know from the halachas of Zachar and Shabbos, to remember Shabbos, which is the halacha tells us, Zachareu al Yain, remember it, recall it by saying a bracha over wine. So even though regular mitzvah, sasechus, man, grammar, time-bound, positive commandments, women are exempt, that's what Allah is teaching you, that over here that they're obligated. Because the Amr of Adbar Ava, says, Nashim chayeves b'kiddush hayim dvatar, women are obligated in the mitzvah of making kiddush for Shabbos by the biblical halacha, which the primary one is Friday night. The Amar Krovish Lepasik says, Zachar v'shamer, which is equating the halachas of shamer, of safeguarding Shabbos, to Zachar, because as we said, they were said b'dibur echad, they were said in one word, which tells you, kol sheyeshne b'shmira, whoever is in the mitzvahs of shmiras, of safeguarding the negative commandments of Shabbos, yeshne b'shmira is included in the commemorating of the mitzvah of kiddush of Shabbos. Now, v'hani nashi hoil v'esne b'shmira, and therefore these women who are obligated in the shmira of Shabbos, because every negative commandment, mitzvahs loisa say, whether they're time-bound or not time-bound, women are obligated. So isnu nami b'shchira, so they're also including the mitzvah of zechira, of making kiddush. So that's the significance of what it would be teaching us, that zechav v'shamah b'dibur echa nemru. Allahachal ma'hechas me'bayil, but here, for what halachic relevancy would Hashem, and what we understand by saying that shama, by shvur shav and shvur sheker, were said b'dibur echad, if we're saying they have different halachas, and there's nothing to compare them to each other. So Ella rather says the Gemara, a different interpretation. It's not like the Gemara had asked that Acha Sein, because they're both in the past, but there is something similar that they are in regards to halachas of malchus, of getting lashes. And that's what the Bryce is teaching us. Kishem shaloik al shav, just like a person gets lashes for making an oath in vain, kach loik nami al sheker, so they get lashes for making a false oath. Which the Gemara asks, kalapi lai, which direction are you going over here? That's the exact opposite. In regards to v'shvur sheker, we find that it's possible to have an oath that is a negative prohibition that has an action related to it, which generally lashes is only if there's a lav sheish b'maisa, that there's an action to it. For example, let's say someone says, I'm not going to eat this thing, and he eats it, where when he violates the oath, it was through an action of then eating, so we understand that, okay, you would be liable for lashes over there. But regarding the past, which we're calling a shvur shav, where he says, if I ate or I didn't eat, well, that there's no action to it. It's when he says the words, which is not considered an action. Elaimer rather says the Gemara the other way around. Kashem shaloik al sheker, that's what the Bryce is teaching us. Just like with these lashes for a false oath, which could be a negative prohibition that has an action, which in the future, kachloik enami al shav, so do you get lashes regarding an oath in vain, meaning regarding the past tense, when he says, I ate or I didn't eat, even though there's no action related to it. And that's where the Gemara learns out later on the Chof Aleph Manaf, the next daf, from the pasuk of Lo Yinaka Hashem, which says regarding a Shvur Shav, that Hashem will not cleanse the person. But the inference teaches us, but the Bez Din Shel Mata, the courts over here, they could give him lashes if he was warned for that, and they could cleanse him for that sin. So that's what the Bryce is teaching us, just like you can get Malkus for Shvur Sheker, which is for the future, so do you get Malkus for Shvur Shav, which is for the past, and therefore does not contradict the teaching of Rav Dimin. But on that, the Gemara is Peshitta. It's obvious, because as the Gemara will tell us, the Pasuk says, Lo Yinaka Hashem, so high lav a high lav, they're both negative prohibitions, and they both have sources for getting lashes. What's the Bryce teaching us by saying that Echarin, to say that a Shvur Shav will also get lashes? Says the Gemara, Ma'u de Tema, well, would you say, could Omaleir Papa la Abaya, the way a Papa said to Abaya later on in the Sugya, on the next daf, that you should say Lo Yinaka Klal, that no, interpret the Pasuk that Lo Yinaka means that there's no cleansing from whatsoever, not just from Hashem, but even in the Bez Din Shalmata, even to getting lashes, that he cannot get lashes to then get cleansed for the sin of Shvur Shav. That's what the Gemara continues on the top of Aleph and Aleph. That's what the Bryce is teaching us, Kamash Malan, that Kedushani, like the Gemara is like Abai is going to answer him later on, that no, it's only Lo Yinaka Hashem, but that the Bez Din Shalmata will be Menaka. And how will the Bez Din Shalmata be Menaka, cleanse him for the sin of Shvur Shav, which is a false oath in the past of Achadim Leichalti? That's through getting lashes. That's one approach. V'boisim, if you want, you could say that this, the Brisa says, that Shav and Sheker are Achasein, it's coming to tell you a different halacha. Again, not like that they're both in the past, because that's not like the Rav Dimi had said it. But rather to teach you, Kishem Shemebi Karbon Al Sheker, just like a person brings a carbon, which is the classic halacha with Tomas Shvur Shtaim Shen Arba, Shashvur is Bitter, Karbon Oil B'Yarid. If he says, I will eat, and he doesn't eat, or he says, I won't eat, and I do eat, he's Chayav a Karbon Oil B'Yarid for that false oath, Kach maybe Karbon Al Shav, so too he's Chayav a Karbon for a Shvur Shav, which again, according to Ravidi, means to say that I did eat, or I didn't eat, which he was lying regarding that. And the Tana of the Brayis is Rabbi Kivi, the Mechayiv that he says, later on the Mishnah of Chofeim and Alf, that one is liable, L'sha'aver Kalaba, the one's Chayiv for the past, like the future, which is Shtaim Shen Arba, which is not just for the future, but also for the past tense, one is Osa Chayiv, and he says Achalti, or Loyachalti, with the Mechayiv of Karbon El Viyard. But the Gemara has one last question, Meisvei, on the Braisa from a Braisa on Rav Dimi. The Braisa says, Ezuhi Shvur Shav. What's a Shvur Shav? So that's Nishba, what's an oath in vain? That's Nishba Lashan, that's a dual law, and that's a certain person takes an oath to switch something which is obvious to man. Meaning he says regarding a wooden table, I swear this is gold. That's an oath in vain. What's a Shvur Sheker? What's a false oath? That's Nishba Lahachlev. That's if he swears to switch something that's true with his oath, which sounds like the shvua of the past. For example, let's say he says, I ate and he really didn't eat. Or he says, I didn't eat and he ate. That's like lahachav, it's switching the truth. So that's not like the Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi said that a shvua shaker is for the future. For the past, he said that's called a shvua shav. But here we see that shvua shaker is for the past, not for the future. And that's the Gemara of Rav Dimi. Amy say, it's not nishba lahachlev, it's nishba umachlev. He swears and then he switches. Meaning he swears to do something and then later on he swaps his words and he doesn't do what he swore, or he swore not to do and he does. That's a shvur sheker, which is the way Rav Dimi had said it, which is a shvur lahaba of either eichel v'lo eichel.